Decide to be different. I've had several coaching clients tell me that they often feel bad because they never turn off their ideas about their business, or they're never able to turn off their entrepreneurial mindset. You may be facing the same challenge. Can't turn it off at night, weekends, or even during family time. In some way, you're always thinking about business and wondering, why can't I turn it off? You may be wondering if this is leading you down the path to Squishyville. Actually, it's not. I also worried about the amount of time I spend thinking about my business, and I finally came to the realization that entrepreneurs are different. Period. Look at it this way. When you're an employee, a 9-to-5 person, you get to go home at the end of the day. You pretty much get to check out of work. Admittedly, the technology changes are linking more and more employees to their companies via constant email access. And of course, there are some professions that require on-call status, like firefighters, doctors, IT technicians, etc. As a regular employee, you get to leave and the business keeps running. However, when you're an entrepreneur owning your own business, it's always on your mind. That's the first part of it. The second part is that line between business and play, between fun time and work time. It's very blurred. I don't know too many entrepreneurs who don't completely enjoy what they do. So it's not like work at all. Most of them find it fun to create new ideas and to be thinking about ways to grow their business. If that's work time, it's also fun time. Of course, there are challenges, but I'm not talking about them at the moment. I'm talking about how exciting it is to be an entrepreneur. So the line between work and play is blurry, if not downright non-existent. It's quite okay for you to decide to be different. The line is also blurred because as the business owner, you can create your own hours. That's one of the huge benefits. Not too long ago, Stephanie and I drove to the Chesapeake to check out our new boat, and then we drove to Annapolis, a town we love. We had really great seafood. We made a great day of it. And granted, during the times and the drive in which we weren't talking, I admit that I was thinking about my next dream business academy, and that was coming up, and that was fun for me. The bottom line here is that I can take a day or I can take any time off for my business that I want, and I mix time off with something that works for me. So I go away with Stephanie, we do whatever, and during quiet times, I'll often think about business, and that's okay. There's no hard and fast rule about turning it off and turning off the lights at 5 o'clock. What you need to do is create a balancing act. You know, although thinking about your business may be fun and exciting, you also need to create some real balance. You have to make time for your family and other activities. Keep your priorities in order. Stepping away from your business, even mentally, and setting time does have its benefits. Coach Melanie has schooled me on that for years. Here's Coach Melanie's words about recharging. When you're working every day, you cannot recharge. Take some time away on the weekend. Of course, we're flexible. Another thing is having lunch. Don't eat at your desk. You recharge your brain even if it's for half an hour. It's amazing what's going to happen for you. Your brain, your mind actually works 100 times better when it's had space away from thinking about work. So oftentimes when I eat lunch, I'll go for a walk with the dog or I'll read something inspiring over lunch. I'll just get my brain off work and just really reconnect to something that energizes me. One of the ways that you can create more energy and more space is to plan your work and work your plan. I have every one of my clients create a plan for how much money they want to make, and I work with them to reverse engineer exactly how they're going to get there. Then they work the plan. Interestingly enough, they waste less time because they're not sitting there spinning their wheels wondering what to do next. It does not mean that you don't have flexibility and space to be creative. It just means you really know how to be productive and use your time and invest in it wisely. To really thrive, you have to create space. And by that, I mean adopting the philosophy that you make a rule and set standards around the hours and the days you'll work. A lot of people think there's no way in the world that this is going to work for me. However, you actually become more productive and efficient with the time you set as your working hours. For me, I don't work on the weekend, and I'm pretty much done between 5 and 6 every day. I don't get into the office before 8:30 or 9 in the morning, and I typically don't start working on Mondays until afternoon, and most of the time I don't work Friday afternoons. If I work on the weekend, it's because I need a quiet space to finish a project. Thriving for me means I have the flexibility to work when I want to work and not work when I don't. Start blocking time away from your business. When you have time away from it, your brain works better. It has more energy. You focus better. You make better decisions. You're sharper. Your game is a whole other level because your brain cells aren't so deteriorated from working long hours. You love what you do, but if you're not taking a break, I guarantee you're not as sharp and on top of your game as you could be. Take a real lunch instead of eating a sandwich at your desk, cramming more work in while you do it. I think Melanie wrote that for me, by the way. Take a break, take a breather, and get away for half an hour, and your brain works better when you return. Just some wise, wise words from Coach Melanie. So, folks, in the words of Ben Franklin, all things in moderation. Although you can be different by being an entrepreneur and thinking about your business may be fun for you, as it is for me, there does need to be planned time away or you can become overwhelmed. Here's a little bit more from Melanie on creativity addiction. Every business owner I know, every entrepreneur, and every person who is at any stage of developing a business really prides themselves on being creative. It's almost like entrepreneurism and creativity go hand in hand. However, many of us are overplaying on the strength of being creative. And as the adage goes, strength overused becomes our greatest weakness. Here's what I mean by creative addiction. You get so excited about the experience of creating something new that you spend too much time in the creation phase and never leave enough time to optimize what you've already made. For example, you think, I want to create another offer, or I want to write another book, or I'm going to promote another coaching program. However, you're not leveraging all the hard work you already put into the most expensive part, which is the creation. Failing to do that leads to overwhelm because you're spending all your time and energy creating new stuff, but it never becomes fully monetized in the marketplace. I felt pressure to get new stuff out, and I realized that none of it was making much money and wondered what was wrong. It's very difficult to be in creation and optimization mode at the same time. We get caught up in the new at the expense of making what we already have work better. I have to read that again. It's very difficult to be in the creation mode and optimization mode at the same time. As entrepreneurs, we get caught up in the new at the expense of making what we already have work better. Boy, that's powerful. So, folks, the lesson is we do need to relax as much fun as we have as entrepreneurs. Decide to accept that you are different. Be creative, but don't get stuck in the creative phase. You need to allow time and energy for implementation. Make some priorities with you family, but sometimes, no matter when it is, you're going to be thinking about your business because it's fun, because we relish it, and because it's ours. So enjoy being an entrepreneur.